You are listening to Talk Talk's classic album, Spirit of Eden, that came out in 1988. And you just heard the track. The track was Desire? Or was it Eden? Eden. Pardon me. What do I know? I've only been listening to this for like 30 years. Your tracks you heard. We started the show off with The Rainbow, a 9-minute escapade into kind of the ambiance of this album. We heard Wealth, and that was Desire, and then we just heard Eden. Now, if you know anything about 80s music, you'll may remember Talk Talk as they arrived on the music scene as a kind of a bit of a challenge to Duran Duran, and of course they've had one of their songs redone by somebody famous since, but this was the fourth studio album. And it was released in 88 on Parlophone. And it was compiled from lengthy recording sessions at Wessex Studios over a period of a year. Written by the late great singer of the band, Mark Hollis, and producer Tim Freeze-Green. Often working in darkness, the band recorded many hours of improvised performances that drew on elements of jazz, ambient, classical music, blues and dub. These long-form recordings were then heavily edited and rearranged into an album in a mostly digital format. The results were a radical departure from Talk Talk's earlier synth-pop recordings and would later be credited with pioneering the post-rock genre. And yeah, the previous album was called The Color of Spring, which kind of went in the similar direction, started going into it. And then but they didn't do anything for a couple of years with Natural History. And it's one of those things. The track I Believe in You was released as a single in September 19th. Hey, that's yesterday. Well, there you go. You know, there's an anniversary in there somewhere. So, it was a commercial disappointment. It had mixed reception. But the album's stature has grown over the years and is now considered an underrated masterpiece. And Enemy ranked it as one of the 500 greatest albums of all time, at number 95 in 2013. And I know from what I've read is that the record label was very kind of freaked out by how long it was taking to make the album happen. And so, yeah, unfortunately, Mark Hollis passed away a few years ago now, and his legacy continues. They never really did anything past the 80s. I mean, they did produce a few things, but nothing substantial. Well, that's how it goes. So let's play the single, I Believe in You. It's a great song, but like similar, it's kind of got that ambient kind of low-key kind of vibe that you kind of sway to if you're listening to it. Anyway, this is the single, I Believe in You, from Talk Talk. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog and on CJSF. Hopefully on 90.1 FM. I've not been working this week. There's some kind of transmitter issue. So, that's back up and running. This is Talk Talk from their album Spirit of Eden, and I Believe in You.
Thank you.
Listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM. You are listening to DJ Ian on the House of Prog. That was Scarlett Rivera. Is it Rivera? Yes, I think it is. From her debut album that came out in 1977, you just heard the track Wicked Witch of the East. And then we started off with a track called Left Back. It won't be able to play all the album, but this came out in 77. Her real name is Donna Shay, and she's an American violinist. She's best known for her work with Bob Dylan, in particular his 1976 album Desire, and as part of the Rolling Thunder Review. And she was born in Chicago. Now, I know the story because I've looked it up before. So how she got discovered was basically this. She was walking down the street after doing a studio session, and Bob Dylan just happened to be driving by, saw her, and said, "I want that person in my band." I guess. So she ended up working with Bob Dylan and then subsequently went on to a solo career. And she's in that kind of genre of Jean-Luc Ponty, that kind of not quite jazz, but not quite new age kind of, you know, the feet are in several different categories, shall we say. But this one's definitely of the period from 77, and she's done well, and she's still playing, she's still going. And you can check her out on ScarlettRiveraMusic.com, and she's got a lot of the albums available on there. So and I actually had her second album, Scarlet Fever, for years, and then didn't really like it. But then, you know, that was back in the 80s, and that was, you know, a different time for me. But, I quite like this kind of 70s vibe that violinists had. I'd love to have a violinist in my own band, but that's, you know, the stages are only so big. All right, so, we're just going to play a few tracks, and then we're going to get into the Uriah Heep stuff in a bit. So we played Wicked Witch of the East, Left Back, and now we're going to play the fourth track off the album. This album is actually ripped from vinyl, so you're going to hear a little bit of this, a little bit of scratching, a little bit of this. You know, it's how it goes on vinyl. But this is actually a pretty good copy. So this is Scarlett Rivera and a